Yeah, we had our first caller just now.
Check the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on WMFO.org is a great resource. You can listen to our old shows. You can view our schedule, view our DJs, view songs that we've played. Hopefully keep you up to date with any of their like live performances or
absolutely
general articles.
So all right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Time for the Desperate Hours.
All right.
All right.
Coming up. Don't you know?
I was going to wait until Darlene Lacey logged in. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, zoota-couldas, and never worse from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex. And I bring you, I'm your point man on this forced march from 6 to 8 p.m. each and every Thursday evening. thanks to Heather, Julia, and Nelson for another fine arcade music show. Tune in early. Check it out. Anyway, we're going to start off this show with some dad rock. You'll recognize it right off the bat. And then get into some a request or two. A song I meant to play last week to close out the show, but didn't. An OCD that I am. I'm going to play it, whether you like it or not. 617-627-3800 is the number to call. If you want to touch base, 73800 on the Tufts University campus. Yes, WMFO is all that in a bag of chips. Broadcasted from the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Okay. Let's get this done. These are the Desperate Hours.
everybody. Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
I'm sitting here just hating. I'm feeling all alone. I'm just contemplating.
And that was the new bumper or the new talk break bid for the Desperate Hours. The Rhythm Rockers, mine is Bob Vidone. And a track called Madness, released locally here, locally meaning the Boston area, the Square label, in 1960. Anyway, these are the Desperate Hours at 6:18 Eastern Time. Yeah. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Stupidity, by request, for Beat Girl Amy. They'll be playing at Store 54 on Harvard Avenue, Allston, Saturday evening. Doors open. The show starts at 9. Andrea Gillis will be opening, so check it out. That's Stupidity and Andrea Gillis at Store 54 in Allston. That's 9 o'clock on Saturday, just ahead of the biblical snowfall it was supposed to have at the end of the weekend. I'll believe it when I see it. Before that, the Perils, a song I meant to close out last week's broadcast with, a track called Hate. Anyway, the original release was on Velva. They were out of Fort Worth, High Texas, 1966. I got off the compilation, Texas Flashback Volume 4, on the Wayback label. Then we kicked it off with some dad rock. Hey, I'm pushing 60. I'm a dad. I live in the suburbs now. Why not? Bachman Turner Overdrive from the 1974 LP, Not Fragile, and Giving It All Away. 617-627-3800. Some of the call if you want to touch base. 73800 for all you young whippersnappers on the Tufts University campus. Yes, WMFO is freeform radio at Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Anyway, big shouts out to the Leather Girls, Nancy Neon, and Susie P over at Hubba Hubba in Central Square. They're checking it out. They'll lose business for sure if they got this show on. Anyway, I've talked long enough. I'm going to be more conscious to shout people out, too. Although, maybe on the grounds that I may incriminate them. Anyway, I mentioned that last week. But anyway, yes, a little bit of back home and beat, a little bit of yay coming up in this second set. Going out to loyal listeners, Tony and Julie. They support the disc jockey scene, a vinyl disc jockey scene, majorly, in this show in particular, as well as others. These are the Desperate Hours. girl.
Rock and roll music, and why I preach against it, I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like radio.
at 6:31 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, the station that wants you to know that the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance of recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. This is a message brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and your friends here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, yeah. Okay, well, the show started off okay. Anyway, here in the new Talk Break bed, the Rhythm Walkers, local band, usually backing Bob Vadone, from 1960 in a track called Madness. I got off the compilation Strummin' Mental Part 1. Those of you keeping score at home. Anyway, you just heard the Dynatones and Steel Guitar Rag, track that was released in 1959 on the Bullmark label. Hats off to Bob Donovan for tuning up these turntables. And before that, Nelly Manu from Greece, a country of my forefathers, off the compilation Shaken in Athens, came out about 20 years ago or so on the Sound Stories label. The original release was on the Zodiac label in Greece in 1967. The song appeared, or was heard, could be heard, in the film Greek Pearls. Crazy Girl by Nelly Manu. Before that, Jackie Lee kicked it off with You Too Can Have Heartaches, originally released in the UK on EMI. I got off the compilation Reflections, came out in 2001 on the RPM label. Anyway, I meant to play a song before the Dynatones track, and I don't want to sidetrack me other than, you know, I'm just showing my age. But I'm going to cue what I was going to play before the Dynatones track. Play that. And then hopefully the ship will be righted at that point, I think. I don't know. These are Desperate Hours. Okay. Already go. 6:33. Hey, if you want to get a hold of me between shows, first of all, if you're on Facebook and admit it, you are, go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it, damn it, like it. Or if you have IDs, and you can only email it to me because I'm having trouble lifting them off the instant messenger. So if you have IDs you want to make for the Desperate Hour, mentioning my name, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO, and all the possible combinations, just keep it FCC clean. Send it, you can make a WAV or an MP3 file and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Also, if you want to relive the horror, you can always download the show immediately after it archives, immediately after the broadcast. Go over to www.wmfo.org, go over to the schedule, go over to Thursday, scroll down to 6 o'clock, and there you go. Of course, if you want on here, what you just heard, head on over to the Independent tonight, where Mr. John Funky will be slinging vinyl from 10 to 1. So check that out, too. Hey. Anyway. All right. Let's get back into it. These are Desperate Hours.
Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Okay, now, all you barbers what's tired of seeing guys walk around with long hair down to their shoulders, let me hear from you. Yeah. Everybody have their scissors. Yeah. All right, everyone we see what needs a haircut, we're going to throw them in the cart. Look smart, keep in step, let me hear them whistles.
next of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, he spent his younger days, and I guess the sound of the outward bound made him a slave to his wandering ways. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind. Of kin to the wayward wind. Oh, I met him there in a border town. He vowed we'd never part, though he tried his best to settle down. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Anyway, you just heard Gogie Grant from 1955. She passed just, I believe, Monday or Tuesday at age 91. And that's a song she was best known for, The Wayward Wind. Song had a long life. It was kind of like, in my mind's memory, it's kind of like singing the blues. Got played a middle of the road music of your life type of radio, and it still does, but back in the early 60s when I was but a wee child. Anyway, well, that Fruit of the Looms did One Hand in the Darkness, originally released on the Loom label and re-released on the compilation in the same name, One Hand in the Darkness. Before that, Jerry and the Gems. The track I actually meant to play earlier in the evening. Did Last Stop, originally released on the Hey Ho label, 1966. And Dagonites, I'm Gonna Stay. What the heck was the name of this Dagonite song? That was also on Hey Ho, Hi Ho, whatever it is. But anyway, Hi Ho label, 1966. I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, New York in the 60s. Volume 1. And before that, some guy named Fred Nittany did The Barber's March. That was released around 1965 or so on the Era label. And then we kicked it off with a song I meant to play in the second set of the evening. A woman called Hedica did Hey Pony. I got off the compilation Ultra Chicks Volume 3. It was originally released on the Disc Festival label from France in 1961. 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you want to touch base. 73800 on the Tufts campus. Remember, Saturday evening at Store 54 in Alston, Harvard Avenue, will be Stupidity with Andrea Gillis. And also, Tommy from Stupidity is going to be on the air here at WMFO, I believe, on the phone. Let me just see. Where on our schedule you will hear him. Let's see. Here we go. He will be... Why didn't he show up on this? Anyway, 9:30 a.m. with Mike on the mic. And then on MFO, 9:30 a.m., Mike on the mic. And then on WMWM at 1 p.m. on Saturday, a show called What's Happening. Anyway, I don't know why that's not showing up on the event page where I could, like, easily see it. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out Facebook 7 years after I got on it. All right, this next set will take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Let's get on with it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5, Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.